This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon. Amazing people stepping up today to provide meals for food insecure folks around Western Pennsylvania. The Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank tells us that 1 in 8 Southwestern Pennsylvanians face hunger, including 1 in 6 children. You can step up right now as we head toward 200,000 meals provided. Text NEED to 50155. You can go online, 937thefan.com, or give us a call with a donation, 412-663-5664. The 1 p.m. hour of Feed the Need is brought to you by Rome Monument, Hampton Beer Outlet, Memorial Highway Chevy, Greater Pittsburgh Auto Dealers, Aetna, Isley's, and Beano's. And when you donate online at 937thefan.com, you're doing that through the Metropolitan Window Company online donation center. Our thanks again to Bar 31 for feeding our volunteers today. The food delicious from Ken Reggett and company, the former Penguins goalie. That was a treat to have him in here today. Again, text NEED to 50155 through the Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union text line. And our tote board updates are brought to you by South Hills Lincoln. This too. One person this hour who donates $50 plus will win a Y108 8-man jam experience, dinner at Martorano's, overnight stay at Landing Hotel, chance to make stage announcements with Y108 for 8-man jam. That sounds like fun, to be able to go up on stage where limits has start often. Didn't you start out as a stage performer?
No.
Unless that be a mistaken for somebody else.
No, I mean, that would have been a fun experience, no doubt about it.
That's one person this hour who donates $50-plus dollars will win that. Oh, and this, oh, limitless wonder. One person from the duration of the show, for an $11 monthly donation, 11 per month donation, you can be a Feed the Need community champion. That'll be one person. Will be chosen for that. And that amount will feed someone every day for 1 year, by the way. But one community champion will win the following prize pack from Y108 8-man jam tickets. From The Fan, 2 tickets to a Pirates game. From 100.7 The Star, second chance prom tickets. How about that? On the Gateway Clipper. And from Whammo, Boss Man D-Lo at the Roxian. And finally, KDK will provide a $200 Zero Res gift card. Let's talk to the man who helped kick all this off last week. Now, this is every day throughout the year, of course, that you can donate to the Pittsburgh community, Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. But the man who helped kick off the Feed the Need Radiothon, Giant Eagle Feed the Need, was the general, Jeff Patton, who hosted us last week, made a very generous donation. General, how are you?
Good morning. It's good to see you guys. Thanks for allowing me to call in today.
Man, we appreciate everything you do, General. The fan hotline is what you're on, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. That was quite a day, and thanks to you and many others, we raised tons of meals. What did we get, close to 30,000 meals donated?
Yeah, we started off with about 30,000 meals, and what an honor it is to be asked to help kick it off. It's a great cause. When I found out that we could help in this way, it seemed like we had to be involved.
And I'm sure you have been since as well, General. The people who come into your store are just very nice people, including a man with the last name of Starkey. That was quite a moment, was it not?
Yeah, that was one. Yeah, that was interesting. And I tell you what, the blowback continues in a good way. People continue to come in, and I'm sure a lot of them are calling in today because we made them aware on Wednesday of the campaign, and now they're following through with donations. It's an honor. When I found out it's only 30 cents a meal, when he first told me that, I said, you mean $30 a meal, right? I'm like, no, 30 cents a meal. And those of us that have been blessed to not have had to worry about food insecurity, man, we got to step up, all of us.
And we're doing that right now. Again, text NEED to 50155, or you can call 412-663-5664. General, I think I left my James Worthy poster in your building. Did I do that?
You did. I secured it with the things you left from last year, so it's still here in your locker.
In my locker. Yes, yeah. And Bob wouldn't even accept a treat, would he?
I don't think he would.
Yeah.
But he's welcome to one.
Yeah, I thought you already told him he could have that nice golf photo with Palmer and Nicklaus, but I don't think Bob was of a mind to accept gifts. I'm always of a mind to accept gifts like that.
We'll James, look him up next time.
Yeah, I mean, it was through a donation. I put a donation into the food bank, and I'm going to take home a James Worthy framed photo and put it right in the man cave. This Paul Skeens card, General, in the end, was it an 11-year-old kid? What did he get for it?
$1.1 million, and it turns out that Dix, in a stroke of genius in my mind, stepped up and made the winning bid. They're going to put it on display. And think about this. If you remember, I was telling you and Pump a couple of months ago, this is why I would have sold the card, is you're selling the story, right? Like, Dix is buying the story. They're getting the package. Not only are they getting the card, they're getting the ancillary talk that we're talking about. And then just imagine how many kids in Pittsburgh are going to want to go in and get their picture taken with that with the card. And, oh, yeah, by the way, while we're here, can I get a batting glove? It's a genius. It's win-win.
So we're probably going to see then, you know, that card blown up in displays and stuff around Dick's Sporting Goods, yes? I would imagine.
That's the plan. I don't want to speak for Dick's, but I hear that that is the plan. And what a genius move, right? Like, it's the most talked about baseball card in history, modern card anyway, and now it's going to be on display somewhere for people to go in and be able to see it. It's awesome.
All right, before I let you go, General, give me a win total for the Pirates.
Well, I hit it last year for 76. I'm going to go with 81 this year. I think they have too much starting pitching to go on prolonged losing streaks. Even with a lack of offense, I think they get to 81. And the good news at 81 would be hopefully you're in the race and maybe you do something at the deadline.
Man, that would be pretty good to at least break even. It's not really what I want. I think it's kind of playoffs or bust, but I guess.
But in a mediocre division, to be honest, you're probably only five games away at that point. And who knows?
Maybe.
If my 81 sticks through course through August 1st, maybe they tweak it and could make a run.
Well, General, we appreciate the time, man, and we'll talk to you tomorrow for Starkey's.
Anytime I can help, I'm willing to do it.
Starkey's card of the week tomorrow, buddy. Thank you again.
You're welcome. Have a good day. See ya.
All right. See ya, General. That's General Patton, Jeff Patton from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Man, I always describe it as a walk back into childhood. And if you enter that place, you may never come out, at least not for like 10 hours. It's just incredible there. All right. Text NEED to 50155 through the Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union text line to join our Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon here. Thank you to Kenny Reggett, former Penguins goaltender and Bar 31, for feeding us and our volunteers today. It's just been amazing. You can also call 412-663-5664. Fan Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The text line on which you can communicate with our dear friend City Limits is brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. All right. Now, my good friend, a man who has sponsored this show for a long time and who also steps up for the community regularly, and that is Joe Potocnik from JP Roofing and Siding. The man and the mustache are both on the other end of this line. JP, it's been a while. How are you, my friend?
Good, Joe. How are you?
We're doing good. We're raising all kinds of money and meals for the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank today, and it's just been a list of luminaries, which now includes you. Everybody from Steve Blass to Bill Hillgrove, just people left and right stepping up and contributing. So it's been quite a day here, and we're not nearly done.
I've been listening, Joe, and you know, every year we step up to the plate. We think about our community all the time, and we want to help out. We want to donate. We want to up our ante this year. Every year we usually donate $1,000. This year we want to donate $1,500.
Ooh, well, I like that a lot. That's amazing, JP. Thank you. If I could figure out what 1,500 times 3 is, I would tell you how many meals that was. Limits, can you put that in your phone?
That is 4,500 meals.
4,500 meals from Joe Potocnik. That's awesome, Joe. Thank you.
Joe, that's what we're about here at JP Roofing. You know, we want to give back to the community. We want to help in every way we can. Like today, ironically, we're here helping a veteran. We're over here in Elizabeth, PA. We were donating our time to re-roof this veteran's home. The materials are being donated by Owens Corning, where we're showing gratitude to the veterans. The labor's being donated by us. The dumpster's being donated by A Street Dumpster. And, you know, the veterans that served our country and the families who support them, the gratitude we have is just beyond. We do this probably 6 to 8 times a year to help the veterans out as well.
Incredible. And I know the work that you do and what it means to people, JP. And hopefully I will see you soon. Hopefully we'll be out on a golf course soon. How's your mustache today?
I let it grow a little bit longer because the business is growing.
I like that. The growth of the business reflected in the mustache. You're quite a man, JP, and I hope to see you on a golf course soon.
Very soon, Joe. We got to get this together sooner than later. Maybe. I'm looking forward to it, and it's great to hear your voice. I'm glad to be part of this drive, and anything else I could do, I'll be honored to help out the community and who needs.
Thank you, sir. You've gone above and beyond as usual. Talk to you soon, JP.
Thank you. Enjoy the rest of the day.
That's Joe Potocnik from JP Roofing and Siding. $1,500. What did you say? How many meals again?
4,500 meals.
That's a big bump right now. This is unbelievable. We'll have Brian Gulish in here. How close are we going to get to 200,000 meals by the top of the hour when Pony and Mueller come in? I think that's the key question right now. You can step up by texting NEED to 50155. You can call 412-663-5664. $1 equals 3 meals. Last year, the food bank distributed enough food for nearly 48 million meals. It's the Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon. Thanks to Kenny Reggett, Bar 31, for feeding us and our volunteers today. And one person this hour who donates $50 plus will win a Y108 eight-man jam experience dinner at Martorano's, overnight stay at Landing Hotel, chance to make stage announcements with Y108 for eight-man jam. So yeah, $50 also equals 150 meals. Even I can figure that one out. Limits, I think you would have been a good actor, a good stage actor, a thespian, if you will.
You think so?
Did you ever consider that as your line of work?
No, not at all.
No.
I always wanted to do this and write and talk and broadcast games. And my sisters were involved in plays at Baldwin in middle school and stuff like that. But
I was in a play in sixth grade, Thoroughly Modern Millie. I was a German flying instructor.
I don't think there would be any chance that I could remember my lines well enough when I go on stage and not be scared and forget them all and look like an idiot.
I can say honestly, I'm in my late 50s now, that the most nervous I ever was backstage about to run on stage in front of everybody's parents in sixth grade for my two lines in Thoroughly Modern Millie.
Oh, terrifying.
Just terrifying. Yeah, but exhilarating at the same time.
That's true. Once you get your lines in and you say everything and you're like, wow.
I did it.
I did it. It's like that. You know when Clark Griswold at the very end of Christmas Vacation looks up at the lights with Beverly D'Angelo and he goes, I did it. And it says, the end.
I love how you know the actors' names there.
Oh, that's my favorite Christmas movie. That and Elf.
Beverly D'Angelo. I was just asking Jason Bumbliss, the Beaver basketball coach, what his daughter AB played volleyball with my kid, what her favorite Christmas special was. It was Charlie Brown.
You were asking that in the middle of March?
Yeah, I don't know why. I don't know what happened. It was something that happened at our volleyball tournament that reminded me of Christmas specials.
It makes me want to hear Malzie the Snowman, but today is not the day to play Malzie the Snowman.
Didn't you love it when, during the Charlie Brown Christmas special, the teacher's voice was garbled as it came through?
I mean, I just wanted to hear the teacher talk like once, just to hear what the teacher sounded like.
That's all I heard. I mean, it's so brilliant because I can't imagine I was alone. I wasn't hearing anything. It was all incredibly garbled.
Was that intended because Charlie Brown and his friends were not actually listening to the teacher?
That's the brilliance of it, Emmett's. Absolutely. And of course, Rudolph, you had the Island of Misfit Toys with the Charlie in the box. You remember that?
Not a Jack in the box. Right. Or the horse, not the horse. What was it? The train with square wheels? There was a cowboy who rode an ostrich. Remember that? The ostrich?
Yeah, my personal favorite was the Charlie in the Box.
With Yukon Cornelius.
Yeah, I don't know why I asked that. I have no idea why I asked that. Anyway, this has been quite something. And Josh Rountree is going to join us next, as I mentioned, to help finish off the show as we lead into Pony and Muller. Brian Gulish from the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank is going to give us a tote board update. So many people stepping up today. You can text NEED to 50155. Visit our website, 937thefan.com, or call 412-663-5664. And again, one person this hour who donates $50 plus will win a Y108 eight-man jam experience dinner at Martorano's, overnight stay at Landing Hotel, chance to make stage announcements with Y108 for the eight-man jam. $50 equals 150 meals. $1 equals 3 meals. So let's get this done as we got one more chance here on Pomp and Joe.